Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Jerome Vaughn.
Thank you, Jerome, and I'm John Hockenberry. And Iran's controversial nuclear program became something of a dog and pony show today in Iran. We're speaking with John Line, BBC correspondent in Tehran. John, the Iranians allowed access to a major nuclear facility built by the Russians. What does this demonstrate? It's supposedly a power station, but it could be much, much more. What did this demonstrate today?
Yeah, I'm actually there. It's the Bushehr nuclear power plant. It's on the Persian Gulf coast of Iran. It is definitely a nuclear power station. That's been certified by the international inspectors. Basically, this is a nuclear power station that's been being built since 1975, actually. And finally, it's just about to be up and running. They're running a test today, but I think it's also a bit of a PR exercise to show the world that it's ready to produce nuclear power here. And clearly Iran is proud of it, but Iran also wants to demonstrate that it finally has got this civilian nuclear capability.
Now, in any other country, the showcase of a power station might be seen as an attempt to move away from fossil fuels and lower the country's carbon footprint. Iran, as an oil producer, could make that argument. But in the case of Iran, that could not conceivably be the message coming out of Iran. What is?
Well, nevertheless, Iran does say that this is a plant designed to have to replace when the oil does run out here, or at least to reduce their reliance on oil. I think it's partly that. It is partly a demonstration of what Iran sees as its technological capability, although, frankly, a lot of the work here has been done by the Russians. And yes, it is to some extent an assertion of Iranian power on the world stage. Not that they're not necessarily going to make nuclear bombs from here, and I think that's very unlikely, certainly in the short term, but just demonstrating Iran is a country that has the capability and it deserves the respect that it can have a nuclear power plant.
John Line, I've covered, you know, nuclear power plants and, you know, these kinds of facilities in the past in other places around the world. And, you know, quite frankly, watching a nuclear power plant is a little like watching paint dry. What have the Iranians done to make this atmosphere maybe a little more festive and possibly a little more exciting?
Well, I think it's very fascinating being here, to be honest with you. First of all, you see all the security around it, which includes anti-aircraft guns, even missiles around it and machine gun nests. So it shows you this deep sensitivity of this place. And then we've been right inside the heart of this controversial facility. We've seen the control room, which seems now to be operational, certainly to the uneducated observer, being operated by Russian engineers with their Russian company logos on them. And so it's really proving that this place finally, after 34 years under construction, is just about completed.
And the Iranian-Russian relationship seems to be very strong at this point.
Well, it's always been a relationship, from this side at least, of quite a lot of suspicion, actually, and fears even to this point that Russia is somewhat milking this contract and keeps delaying it, and there keep being disputes about money. Nevertheless, Russia is very happy to be building this plant, and Russia to some extent is also reassuring the West, because it's Russian engineers running this plant. So it's really their guarantee that Iran won't divert material from here to make a nuclear bomb. Russia is providing the nuclear fuel, and perhaps more importantly, Russia is taking away the nuclear waste, which means it can't be reprocessed for plutonium to
right.
make nuclear bombs.
The Bashir reactor, a complicated symbol at the center of a lot of complicated issues, well laid out there by John Line, BBC correspondent in Tehran. Thank you, John.